is Dr. Summer. We're doing something for Miss Joanne White. Last was spelled W-H-I-T-E. First was J-O-A-N. Today, clinic date is 1/16/2013. Patient is a 75-year-old Caucasian female. Comes to the clinic with cheap pain of number one, pneumonia resolving. Number two, vitamin D deficiency. Number three, bronchitis resolving. Number four, vasovagal syncope. Number five, anemia. Number six, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure. Number seven, carotid disease. Number eight, hyperlipidemia. Number nine, hypertriglyceridemia. Number 10, osteoporosis. Number 11, postmenopausal status. Number 12, pulmonary insufficiency, left atrial enlargement, moderate mitral regurgitation, pulmonary insufficiency, diastolic dysfunction, tricuspid regurgitation. Number 12, carotid disease, 30% bilaterally. Number 13, abnormal EKG revealing PACs, left atrial enlargement, mitral myocardial infarction. Number 14, history of neutropenia. Patient recently admitted to the hospital with right lobe pneumonia, bronchitis, vasovagal syncope, anemia, carotid disease. Patient had come to their clinic and had blood work drawn, and she became vasovagal and was admitted to the hospital. In the hospital, she was discovered to have fever, chills, pneumonia, leukocytosis. Thus, she was admitted to the hospital with pneumonia, and she was given broad-spectrum IV antibiotics. She was given IV Zithromax and Astronem. Of note is that week prior to 10 days, she was given 10 days of amoxicillin. She had no trouble tolerating that. Nevertheless, patient was given respiratory treatments in the hospital, and she was given IV antibiotics, and she responded to therapy quite nicely, and thus she was discharged home on 1/9/2013. Patient is doing quite well now. She feels a little weak, has a residual cough, no shortness of breath, no distant exertion, no nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, shortness of breath, frequent COC, dysuria, melanomatachesia, diet constipation, no sore throat, irritable nose, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, abdominal pain, period, no polydipsia, polyuria, polyphagia, and the head going to harmless period. Patient is tolerating her Welkel nicely. She's taking a Beneva once a month for osteoporosis. She's to continue her calcium and vitamin D. She's taking her Trilipix and allowing muscle aches for pains. We're going to continue her aspirin. Her blood pressure is stable. We'll continue her Benicar. We'll recommend low salt, low cholesterol diet. Recommend patient increased exercise period. Patient is very active and she keeps kids at home. I've told her to keep away from children who are sick. Once again, this is Dr. Summer, the complicated clinic. Note from Ms. Joanne White, end of dictation.